Okay, we're in the middle, we're discussing, well, I want to move on to a new topic here, and the Gemara basically tells us that we learn out shlichus from a combination of gerushin and kachim. So the Gemara now wants to know, okay, so now what about, why do we need a pasuk by truma? So elalola tarachmana b'truma, v'teiti mehana chachanami, you're right, you do not need a pasuk by truma. Ela, atem gam atem lamali. So what then is the pasuk by truma teach me? When boy leila karabi yana dem rav yana gam atem ma atem bnei bris av shluchachem bnei bris. The Gemara asks, ha lamali krami rav chia bar abba am rav yochanan afka dem rav chia bar abba am rav yochanan eno evinas hashil kaba get miad baila shel isha lefisha eno betaraz get mikidushin. So the Gemara says, itzrich saka daita kaminak ebed the la bar heteru hu klal aval ove kochavim. Ho will the ise bitruma denavse ditznan ha ovid kocham vakutis hatamet shumas and truma emas shliag nami ovid kamash malan. So I want to, Rabbi, I was talking to a couple of kabrusas today, and I just want to like kind of help you. What are you supposed to be doing during Seder? Because you're reading the Gemara, you check, you're seeing things, but like part of the job here is to start to what I call mine the nuggets and to think through like what are you supposed to extract from the Gemara? What are the principles coming out of the Gemara? And start to make Seder as you mine the data in order to be able to use the information. So let's just do that together right now a little bit. I'm doing something very, very premature. It's Thursday, we keep it light, and let's just tell me what we know from the Gemara so far. We have a din of Rav Yanai. What is Rav Yanai's halacha? What is his halacha? Yes, no. So, in order to be a shliach,
you
need to be a ben bris. Okay, what's his source for that halacha? Gam atem. That's a gzeiras hakasav. Gzeiras hakasav, gam atem. Ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. Yafeh. The Gemara asks a kasha on that. Why do I need a pasuk for that? After all, I know that from Rabbi Chia. What do I know from Rabbi Chia? What is the din of Rabbi Chia?
If you're not shaykh in something, then you can't be sure afterwards.
Okay, so we have a din which I'll call just if you are eino bitoras. So he teaches me a din of eino bitoras. If I'm not bitoras, then I cannot be a shliach. Okay, and what's his example? He gives us an example. What's his example? So an eved, kanani, who is a what? Can he be a shliach lekabel es haget? He cannot be a shliach lekabel es haget. Why? Because he's eino b'toras, getting the kiddushin. Can an eved kanani have kiddushin? Classic kiddushin.
No.
So he can't have classic kiddushin. He can't have classic gerush. He's eino b'toras, and therefore we see over here an eved when it comes to gerushin, the kabbalah. Let's put that in parentheses over here. The kabbalah is not a Eved when it comes to Gerushin, is Eino Shliach, because he's Eino B'toras. Now, if I'm asking, what is the source of Rav Chia's halacha? Yeah!
It's a
Svara. It's a Svara, is the correct answer. It's a Svara. Okay? Eino B'toras, and Rashi makes that clear. We learn this halacha of Eino B'toras as a Svara, and that's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, Lama Likra? Why do I need a pasuk to do what? To exclude an akum from shlichus of truma? He's ain't a betoras, and if he's ain't a betoras, I already have a svara that he shouldn't be a good shliach. That is the kasha of the Gemara. So far, so good. Okay. Now, what does the Gemara? How does the Gemara answer that question? So the Gemara says, "Itzrich, I need the pasuk. Why? Because it." Akum, when it comes to Truma, Akum is Bitoras Truma. Because if an Akum takes Truma, is a Zar allowed to eat it?
No.
A Zar is not allowed to eat it. So an Akum is Bitoras Truma. So then how do I know? So as far as Rav Chiya's halacha is concerned, it doesn't apply to an Akum. So how do I know that an Akum cannot be a shliach? For what? For a Tshuma? The answer is? Gamat.
Doesn't he have to do it? He has to separate Tshuma? Isn't that what she says?
It's not Ovi Kokum Vakut, but Chama Chumas and Chuma, Amos Yagnami Ovid Kamash Malan. Okay, now the Gemara takes a little pause and says, wait a second, because Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon do? What's his Shita?
That it's
according to Rabbi Shimon, yes? No?
Oh, so if the Chuma of the Akum goes into the
Chulin. Too many words. You're talking too much.
Isn't that the case?
It is the case. I don't care what the case. You're right. I'm Yehuda, Yitzchak, you're going to be my Akedah today. Okay? I say that with great love. Yeah, you're my Akedah today. You're my sacrifice. I'm going to put you on the altar. Altar of love. What Yehuda's, the mistake Yehuda's making, he's not making a mistake, he's saying everything accurate, but what I'm trying to train you to do, Yehuda, is Yehuda's repeating the Gemara. I love that. He knows the Gemara, so he's saying over the Gemara. But what I'm looking for him to do is to extract the nugget from the Gemara. So you're right. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have Chumas Oved Kochavim is Midamas. What does it mean, Midamas? If Tshuma of another Kachavim falls into what? Into Chulin, it's all treated as Tshuma. It's not Batel. And what did Rabbi Shimon Poter? So good, they talk about Midamas, but that's not the real point. What is the point for us? So when Rabbi Shimon is Poter from Midamas, what's Rabbi Shimon saying?
He's saying that Tshuma of an Akum is no good.
That's correct. There's no Tshuma of an Akum. An Akum is, and therefore in our parlance, an Akum is?
He's
Eino B'Toras. So according to Rabbi Shimon, really an Akum is Eino B'Toras, in which case, if he's Eino B'Toras, Hadra Kushi L'Duchta, and why do I need a Pasuk of Gamatem to exclude what? Akum. So now comes the Gemara with the final line, and it says,
wait, before you do that,
So comes along the Gemara and says, even according to Rabbi Shimon, I might have thought that there is never, ever, ever shlichus by tshuma whatsoever.
Sense.
Why? Because the Torah says, Atem. The Gemara understands from Atem below. Shutfin, not your partner. Below, Apitropsin, not the guardian. Below, Arisin, not a sharecropper. It must be Atem. So you might think also Atem, Velo Shluchachem. Comes along Gam Atem, Larabos. Okay, that's the Gemara. And you got to get, like, have the Gemara down. Now, one second. Okay, now, anyone who wants any short-term, quick clarification at any point, I'll call on the guy they call Mel.
So, according to Michio, what's this whole thing? He holds that we already know that an Akum can't do Shlizos because he's Eino B'Toras, but then he says...
So the Gemara says, no, he is B'Toras.
Yeah.
Because we thought he was Eino B'Toras.
So what's the limud according to Rabbi Chiya?
According to Rabbi Chiya... No, who says Rabbi Chiya has a limud?
No, from Gamma Tam. What does he hold?
I don't know. Who says he has a limud? He holds...
Our whole back and forth, I'm not
worried about right here.
Our whole back and forth is trying to find out what everybody does with the pasuk. Rabbi Yanai,
no, we have a limud from a pasuk. Now Rav Chiya, the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yanai, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a drasha? I know your din without a drasha. Says the Gemara, no. You need my drasha because an akum is betoras. And therefore, to exclude akum, you need a drasha. Comes with the Gemara and says, then, what about according to Shimon, who says an akum is eno betoras? Then what's your drasha for? Explains what the drasha for. You're asking a question. You're asking good. You're asking good. Mel, you're asking good. You're asking good. He's asking, okay, but according to Rabbi Chia, assuming that Rabbi Chia, I don't know, you see, I don't know what Rabbi Chia holds about Akum and Truma. I don't know. We don't have that. That's a lacuna in our knowledge. So since I don't know what Rabbi Chia holds about Akum and Truma, if he holds that what? That an Akum is Bitoras Truma, which he might, then I need Gamatan, according to Rabbi Chia. So that's an open thing. We don't know the answer. Yes,
Eli Rubin. What do you, would he be molded to that thing of Bitoras Truma?
As I said, I don't know what Rabbi Chia holds when it comes to Akum and Truma.
It's a question on him, so you would
it's not a question on him. Why doesn't
no, he's saying that it's not Bitoras, so he's saying it is.
He's saying that then you have to be Bitoras.
And an Akum is not Bitoras.
How do you know that? I don't know what Rabbi Chia says about that.
So we're assuming that Rabbi Chia...
I don't know. All I know Rabbi Chia is he says you have
to... That question is to show that...
No, we're saying that Rabbi Chia teaches us a din that you have to be Torahs.
Yeah.
Now, and if that's true, then why do I need this pasuk? According to Yana, why do I need the pasuk?
Because an Akum is not Torahs.
The Gemara is... The Gemara is assuming.
Right. Yeah.
Again, so Yana, I don't know Rabbi Chia holds up. Yeah.
Oh.
Ruben!
According to Rabbi Yana, where do we get that Shaliach actually works by a truma? We say Gamatem, but we say Gamatem.
Answer? So, who can answer?
We could answer.
Who answers Eli Rubin's question? Yes.
From Kutchman and Gerish.
That's correct. From Kutchman and Gerish.
Right. But that doesn't actually. What Rav Chia says, we could use that instead that they're, if they're shy of to it. That works.
If Rabbi Chia is not telling you that Shlichus works, he is circumscribing where Shlichus doesn't work. You still need a source for Shlichus. But even if you have a source of Shlichus, there's certain people that cannot be a Shliach. You have to be the Torah to be a Shliach. Now we move on. I'm starting Shir now. This was just Pshat Gemar. We didn't do anything yet. I'm asking a very simple question. I'm not going to address it fully now when I'm positioning for next week. But when you see this din of Eino Betoras, tell me, I'm not asking you now to translate what it means. I'm not asking that. Let me make myself clear. If you translate that, I'm going to be upsetting you. I'm not asking to translate what Eino Betoras means. I'm asking you the following question. Rav Chia says a person has to be betoras to be a shliach. I'm asking, what is the legal principle, the logic of the legal principle, what is the legal halacha, the concept that Rabbi Chia is expressing? I'm telling you right now, that in my mind, there are two very valid answers, which means I'm asking you for a chakira, two ways of looking at this halacha of Eino Betoras. Now, I want you to think before you answer. Daniel, I'm going to call you first, but I want to make sure that you have thought it through, because if you just verbalize, dribble, I will be frustrated. So I want to make sure you thought it through before you just verbalize an idea. What?
I mean, I don't know if it's right, but I'm not going to start it.
Okay, Daniel, go ahead.
So I think that you have to be kind of a part of the idea. So you're only able to be a shliach if you said you're promoted.
Okay, that wasn't dribble. So that's good. That's good. I'm not upset. Now, it wasn't clear. I'm not attacking you. I'm just trying to just train you to... You said a number of things. The truth is, you said two things that could be right, but I'm not sure you really, like, you're saying them in a way that says to me, yeah, I know exactly what I'm saying. So, but you're saying something. You, in your words, I'd say you have what I'm looking for. Yeah! Be careful.
Thinking what Daniel was saying, but I want to say, like...
Sharp, concise, and precise. I got something to say. One second. I'm going to get back to you. I was talking to Rabbeim in the car today about, like, how their shiur are going. And in my mind, like, the one thing I'm hearing way too much of is shlucho so adam kamosa. Because, like, that's the answer to every question. I want you to express yourself, no matter what you're going to tell me, without using those words. Without using the words shlucho so adam kamosa, because, to be honest with you, that can mean a lot of different things.
Right.
And I want you to speak English. Now, Binyamin, I'm in a good mood today.
Okay.
Erev Shabbos Kedesh, which means I like to...
Okay. The shliach is appointing... Excuse me, the Bab is appointing the shliach to do an action that the Baal would otherwise be doing himself, and therefore the shliach has to have that ability to be able to do that. I can't say good.
No, you got it.
No, you know what he did just did?
I lost it.
Translation!
I lost it.
Said, Ana Batoras.
I lost it.
I was like there, but
you were,
you went
off road. Yes.
I'm gonna take a shot at it. Why would an Eved allow to be a shliach for something he's not allowed to do himself?
So you're asking a question.
That's what it means.
So I'm asking you. So my question to you, Natanel Shmata, listen carefully. Rav Chiya says, right, you can't. Why not?
So status is different.
Okay, so what's the problem? Okay, good. What's the problem?
It doesn't have the same power.
What's the problem? Yehuda Noble.
If the shliach is like a Baal Dabar, he has to make the decision.
Okay, stop with the Baal Dabar also. It's the same shluchos and kamos, enough of those words. I know, I use those words too, but this, give me English.
If the shliach is doing the job and he has to make a decision on the job of how much to give, whatever, he has to be thinking like he would for himself, like if he had to give. Like if he doesn't have to do it, he has to have the
I hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
First, we don't consider an Eved a bris, right?
Actually, we do.
Right. So, we have a bris milah and we bring it to the mikvah. So then, if we're saying then bris, that means we could do...
You're going off course. You're not answering my question. Okay, Rabosa, Daniel Dresner said something. Natanel Shmata said something. Noble said something. Even Werner said something. Now, listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to play this out. Okay, we're going to work together. Big chavrus over here. I'm going to ask a question. Is Eino Bitoras a flaw in shlichus, or is it a flaw in blank? That's my hint. Is Eino Bitoras a shlichus issue, or is it a blank issue? I want you to explain both studim. I gave you a hint on both studim.
It's a problem with the appointment of Mishadah.
Okay, sad one. It's a halacha in shlichus. And shlichus requires what I will call, here I'm going to use, I'm avoiding the words, but your words and your words, it requires a relationship, a legal relationship, a meeting of the minds, an identity of halachic personality between the mishaleach and the shliach. And if the mishaleach is engaging in kiddushin, but the shaliach is eino betoras, you cannot have a requisite meeting of the minds. Because they are halachically in different places, there's no platform for a shlichus relationship. Because we have nothing to do with each other. I'll just make a gross analogy. If I were to give a very, very sophisticated, well, that's a bad analogy. I'm not going to give that analogy. I'll come back to that analogy in a second. And I believe there might be language in Rashi which actually says just this. Look at Rabbi Yanai. Look at the Rabbi Yanai. Now, Rabbi Yanai is explaining the Gzeras HaKosav. But nevertheless, look at the language Rabbi Yanai used. Look at Rabbi Yanai. Lahachi Kosav Gam L'Rabo Shliach. Now notice, what does gamatem mean? Gamatem. So Rav Yana is explaining you need to have a ben bris. Why? Why do you need a ben bris? What is the gzeres hakosuv? Because you need a meeting of the minds between the mishaleach and the shliach. A ben bris. Okay, we're in the same world. We're in the same orbit. But if you're a Gentile, you're out of my orbit. And therefore, the Gzeres HaKosav is teaching you meeting of the mind. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum deboi la'akushe. Le'meshalcho. What does la'akushe le'meshalcho mean? There must be a hekesh between the mishaleach and the shaliach. What does hekesh mean?
Connection.
They have to be connected. The boy lemeimar, and therefore Ovid Kochavim is possible. I ask you to look at the Ritva and the Shita Lemi. Based on the pasuk Atem Kam Atem Lerabos Ben Bris. So can an Eved Kanani be a shliach letruma?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Why? Be careful. Why?
He's on the same plane because he can both eat Shuma.
Because does an Eved Kanani have a relationship to mitzvahs? Does he have a relation to mitzvahs?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Is he chayiv in the Isser Tevel?
Yeah,
the answer is yes. Does he have a mixas kedushas Yisrael?
Yes.
The answer is yes. What has he undergone as Eved Kanani? He used to be a Kanani. Now he's an Eved Kanani. What happens? Mila and Tvila, which means he's chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. He's chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. And therefore, does he have a connection, a relationship to the mishaleach?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can he be a shliach? Yes. Can a guy?
No.
No. Because?
Because
a guy doesn't have shaykhs too? Okay. One second. So what I'm saying is, it could very well be that the svara of Rav Chiya is saying a similar idea. Is you need to be bitoras with respect to this mitzvah. If you have no shaykhus to this mitzvah, then you cannot establish a relationship with the mishaleach vis-a-vis this mitzvah, and therefore no shlichus. Now, what I'm saying now is that a din in? Is that a din in shlichus?
Yeah,
it's a din in shlichus. There has to be a meeting of the minds. Yafin. Did I use the word shlichus kamosa? No, I'm avoiding it like the plague.
I
didn't say the words. They're different ideas. They're not the same idea. It's a more sophisticated formulation. Is there another idea? Eino bitoras, another idea. Different pshat. Ooh.
Taurus Ben Bris.
Don't. What I don't want you to do is just spit out words. Meaningless to me. If you have a sophisticated sentence which has a subject and a predicate and all the things that a sentence has, but it's concise and precise, I will recognize you. You don't know, well, you're that type of guy. Go ahead.
Is it not the problem of the shliach having a connection with the shliach, with the shliach?
I did that already.
I know, I'm saying it's...
I want a different shot now.
So instead, it's the shliach's connection with the actual mitzvah, with the actual thing.
Okay, good. Well, good. So, okay, Yehuda, correct. Good. In other words, what Yehuda's saying is, does this halacha of Eina B'Torah have anything to do with shlichus? It's not about shlichus. You know what an eved can't do? An eved can't do gerushin. You know why an eved can't do gerushin? Because this has no shlichus. Gerushin has no shlichus to him. It's not about him and the mishaleach. It's about him and this maisa. If an eved, when a guy pulls off truma off of tether, is that a meaningful activity? You know what he did? He took an apple. He took an apple. But he has no shaykhus. What does truma mean to an eved? Nothing. What does tether mean to an eved? Nothing. So can he generate a chalos truma? No. Does that have anything to do with shlichus? Yeah. Nothing to do with shlichus. It has nothing to do with shlichus. It has to do with the fact that a guy is eino b'toras and therefore cannot generate that chalos.
You said an eved, not a guy.
I said a guy. An eved can. I meant a guy. An akum. I meant akum. One second. Now. What's the chiddush here? What I'm schwitzing like the Rebbe, and what's the chiddush? Push it. You know what the chiddush is? When I show you 16 nafkaminas between these two approaches, then you'll say, "Ooh, that's a good chiddush. Nice chiddush." Yes, but I'm asking. Listen to me. I hear what you're saying. What I'm asking is, what is the flaw? Where is the flaw of Eino B'Toras? Is the flaw in the fact that it's shlichus, and it's a shlichus flaw? Or is it a generic flaw that if you're not B'Toras, you can't generate any chalos? You'll ask me.
The shlichus flaw should be a part of the second
one. So I'm saying, I'm going to show you that I can bifurcate. I can separate the two. That's what I'm going to show you. Rabosai. Rabosai, I'm going to sneak previews. I asked you to look at a Ritva on our daf. You notice that the Ritva, when our Gemara says, what can an Eved not do when it comes to Gittin? He cannot be Makabal again. So the Ritva and the Shita Lonot Lamik got all worked up. So why does it say he can't be Makabal again? What about being molich again? He can't be makabel again. That's the Gemara says, but can he deliver again? So what did the Ritva and Shita Lonot Lamik say?
It's the same thing.
He's Eino B'Toras. He's Eino B'Toras. There's no difference. Nice. I'm going to show you next week on Sunday. It's on your Mama Koma's eye. You can get to it tonight as well. A Shita of the Rimikash. Famous Rimikash. Who's the Rimi Gash? The Rimi Gash was the primary Talmud of the Rif. The Rimi Gash had one major, major Talmud whose first name was Rabbeinu. He was known as Rabbeinu Maimon. And Rabbeinu Maimon had a very well-known Talmud whose name was Rabbi Moshe. So the Rimi Gash was the Grand Rebbe of the Rambam and a Talmud of the Rif. A very significant personality in the Chachmei HaMesor. Rabbi Fassi from Fez. Of course. He lived in Fez. The Rimi Gash holds that when do we say that an Eved is Eino Bitoras? When the Gemara says she can't do Sheach LeKabbalah, it was Bedavka. But can an Eved do Shliach LeHolacha?
Yeah.
No problem.
Why?
No problem. No problem. That's interesting.
Why?
And I'm telling you why to think. It's going to depend on how you view this. I'm not fleshing it out. You think about it tonight. It's in your Maamar Komos. One other Maamar Komos I want to share with you to think about tonight. Look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia for a second. Gemara in Bava Metzia. And I'm not fleshing this out. I want you to do some schwitzing because I'm doing enough schwitzing.
What was the second explanation?
I'm going weiter. Bava Metzia, Datsari, Vav Met Aleph, you have the sheet. The Gemara says as follows. Amar le Rav Ilish le Rava. Ha'ome la Avdo. If you tell your slave, what kind of slave? An Eved Knani. Now, Rabos, if you get this kasha that I'm about to ask, I want you to get the kasha. Because if you can appreciate the kasha, you'll feel, ooh, that's a good kasha. And then you can start thinking about a teretz. A person says to an Eved Knani, say, go out. The Hash'el. Lend yourself out. Who's in charge of the Eved Knani?
Master.
The master. So I'm telling you, I'm loaning you in Parosi with my cow to this guy. So you're going to work with the cow, with this guy, I'm lending you out. Now, the cow gets damaged. What's the halacha? There's a p'tur of a shoel called Ba'al of Imo. If the owner is there as well. Here is the owner there as well? No, but the Eved, his shliach is there. Now, what's the din? What's the din? Mahu. So tiboile. Let's ask this question. Lamanda amar shulchan aruch kamoso. Oops, I said the words. Only because the Gemara did. And to boil the Lamanda amar shulchan aruch kamoso in a kamoso. It's a shaila in both directions. Whether you hold shulchan aruch kamoso or in a kamoso. To boil the Lamanda amar shulchan aruch kamoso. Now watch this. Even if you hold shulchan aruch kamoso. So listen to what that means. According to Binyamin Werner, what does it mean? It means there's like the shliach is the alter ego of the mishaleach. So if the shliach is there, who's there? The mishaleach is there. What should you say? You should say Ba'al of Imo. He's putter from damaging the par. But Hani Mili, shliach lidvar mitzvah. Aval Eved, shliach lebar mitzvah. Aval Eved, the love bar mitzvah love. Now listen, is an Eved shaykh to the mitzvah of being a shoel? Is an Eved shaykh to the mitzvah of being a shoel? The answer is no. Why? Because does he own any property? No, Masha Kana Eved, Kana Rabba. So the Eved has no shaychus to what? To property ownership. Does he have any shaychus to the Parsha of Shoel?
No.
No. So give me a Hebrew two words to describe no shaychus. He's Eino Bitoras. So even if you want to tell me that Shulchos Adam Kamoso, but not by an Eved and She'ela because he is Eino Bitoras. Now, here's my question. What's the source of Eino Bitoras?
Well, for this one, for
what's
sure.
The source of Eino Bitoras?
For sure, we have two.
What's the source for Eino Bitoras? Svara. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says, Eved la bar mitzvah lo. Ushlichus nafgalan me'atem gamatem. Lerabos shluchachem deba'inan dumya demishaleach. You have to be like the mishaleach. Shiyudinov nohagim bo. His dinim have to be shayach to the shliach. Vizeh ein din shoel noeg bo. V'gam mashil. He can't be a mashil. Shein lo klum below rabo. What's Rashi saying?
We learned that from Gemara 10.
Correct. Rashi's saying an eved is eno b'toras. And what is the source for the din of eno b'toras? Gemara 10. So now I have a delicious, yummy in my tummy stira in Rashi. Because what does Rashi say the source of eno b'toras is when it comes to our sugya?
Is a svara.
And now Rashi's saying, no, he has to be kamatem. Just like you relate to the mitzvah of Shoel, the shliach has to kamatem. To be a shliach, he has to be shayach to the mitzvah. He's not gzeres avos. So we will leave you with this conundrum, which mirtz Hashem, you will crunch tonight deeply, get it down, so that maybe we can resolve some issues, Bez Hashem, on Sunday.
Rabbi, what's the second approach?